With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. There have been reports of political bias at the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
On Capitol Hill, Deanne Criswell says a critical function in hurricane relief efforts is to go door to door to tell people what resources are available. In one recent case,
this employee wrote to about 11 staff members under her supervision that they should, quote, avoid homes advertising Trump. End quote.
Criswell says that employee has been fired. She does not believe this is part of any widespread cultural problem at FEMA and welcomes an investigation.
Our goal is to help all people.
A different team was sent into the field to contact all the homes that were skipped over at the employee's direction. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President-elect Trump picks Mehmet Oz to serve as his Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Mr. Trump announced plans Tuesday to nominate Mehmet Oz, the celebrity doctor and one-time U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, to lead the agency that administers the Medicare and Medicaid programs. Trump said in a statement, quote, he is an eminent physician, heart surgeon, inventor, and world-class communicator who has been at the forefront of healthy living for decades. Trump has suggested that he wants to cut waste and entitlement programs, saying Oz will, quote, cut waste and fraud within our country's most expensive government agency. I'm Bernie Bennett reporting.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orevec says an atmospheric river is expected to bring heavy rain and winds to Northern California and the Pacific Northwest beginning late Tuesday into Wednesday.
It's not going to be falling across very populated areas, but still there's going to be the potential for rock and mudslides and debris flows and also some very serious flooding issues.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 120 points, the Nasdaq rose 195. This is SRN News. The Bible may be coming to Texas public schools.
Texas public schools could use teachings from the Bible in lessons as an option for students from kindergarten through fifth grade under a proposal before the State Board of Education. Testimony was heard Monday for and against the plan. It mirrors Republican-led efforts in other states to incorporate religious teaching into public school classrooms. The board is expected to hold a final vote on the measure Friday. The curriculum, designed by the state's public education agency, would allow teachings from the Bible and concepts such as the Golden Rule. Jeremy House reporting.
Survivors of clergy sexual abuse are urging the Vatican to adopt the same zero-tolerance policy that it approved for the U.S. Catholic Church in 2002. They argue that there's no reason why children around the world shouldn't be kept just as safe from predator priests. This is SRN News. Governor Ron DeSantis says Floridians will likely know who their next U.S. senator will be by the beginning of January.
Assuming the Senate confirms Marco Rubio as President Trump's Secretary of State, it's up to DeSantis to appoint his replacement. Some Republicans are urging the governor to name Laura Trump, current co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Some Trump allies are pushing for Mr. Trump's daughter-in-law on social media, and she hasn't denied her interest. Other names being mentioned include Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, and former Florida House Speaker Paul Renner. Rich Thomason reporting.
Hakeem Jeffries won re-election Tuesday as the Democratic House leader. The New York Democrat received support from his colleagues despite the party's inability to win back majority control of the chamber in the November election. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.